now beaming into Nerd FT Radio.
This is Nerd FT Radio, where nerds full-time, explorers of the metaverse, surfers of the blockchain, and not in our mom's basement. I'm your host, RSG, aka the brand new Pokemon Master, card game specifically. Shit. And I'm here with Crypto Crier, aka the Diablo 4 Attic. Crier, how are you?
Doing good, my friend.
You D4ing it up? Is that a verb? Yeah.
D4. We're turning into a verb. Yeah, so Diablo 4 came out on the 2nd for pre-orders, 6th for the regular people, and super good. Although I always love Diablo, the thing I like about it so much is just it has a lot of replayability. You can get new items, blah, blah, blah. And usually the storylines aren't that great. Like, they're always just skip, and then they're like, all right, we'll get to the end, and then that's the end of the game. That's the game. Like, the end game is all about, that's what it's all about. It's not about the story getting there. And I think they did a really good job on the storyline this time.
That's cool. That's
like
different.
Really cool, like full, like video quality, yes, like movies quality, and really interesting. And the storyline's awesome. Just like the depth of it, the different characters and stuff like that. So normally it's not that much of a deal, and now I think they did a really good job capitalizing on that, making the story a lot longer. Usually they're like a couple hours. You can beat them in a couple hours. And this one's already put in a good, probably like 20 hours, maybe, and it's definitely pretty awesome.
Damn, you had yourself a weekend is what you're trying to say.
Okay. Party time.
That was like me with Zelda, but the thing is, that was with you with Zelda as well. So you're having a great like 2-3 weekends already. We're chilling right now.
I'm all still right, like, wait, right. I didn't play that much Zelda yet. Zelda, I'm still far back.
I think on the last podcast episode, I was already officially done with all 4 dungeons at the moment. Now I'm finally just going to go explore a little bit before we get to the end, but I'm trying to get the whole map on that side, but we'll talk about Diablo as well as even Zelda at the end of the podcast. Let's go into what's been going down in the NFT world. So the one thing I wanted to talk about specifically on this episode was, we talked about this actually 2 or 3 episodes ago, and it was Steppen was one of those apps on the App Store, or one of the projects that blockchain projects, NFT project that finally got integrated into the iOS iPhone marketplace, the App Store, the big one, the big leagues pretty much. And we on that podcast talked about how it's going to be pretty interesting to find out how these blockchain apps, these blockchain companies decide to go against that 30% fee that Apple is so famously known for. We already saw, like you mentioned in that episode, Crier, Epic Games has been a combatter against
for such a long time.
They've hated it.
They've been suing them for court and stuff like that. So it's definitely a big deal.
It's going and going. Now it's time for all these NFT projects, all these blockchain gaming companies that are finally getting a little chunk in the game, which is going on these marketplaces to find out how they're going to do it. And we have an answer. Steppen. I don't think Crier, you already know what the answer is on this side. You already read it, but I don't think you're going to be happy about it. But let's talk about it. Like I said, the astronomical 30% Apple tax. That is what everyone talks about when it comes to apps on the App Store. On one side, it is probably the most famous, the biggest marketplace in probably the world. Everyone wants to be on it. If you have an app on it and you're making money, the 30%, you should be like, you know what, Apple, here you go. But there's others like Epic Games are like, hey, that is like insane. It should be 10, 5, 7, something on the lower end, maybe even 2, whatever the case.
Especially because the phones aren't allowed to do any other choice. There's no other choice. Like
exactly.
Your phone, it can only use that app store. Whereas like Android, you could use multiple stores.
Multiple. Yep.
So, you know, that's where the problem comes in, where you're forcing these people
It's bottlenecking. Yeah.
Yeah. Big time. So I see where they
say. It's pretty interesting, but
for sure.
This is what's going on. So this 30% tax that everyone talks about, this is within the game. So let's say you're playing, let me play some game. Or what are the games that we used to play when we were a little bit younger? Temple Run, Angry Birds, Candy Crush, games. If you ever, Boom Beach, Marvel Snap, if you ever bought something in game, Apple takes 30% off the top. If you're playing Fortnite, you buy V-Bucks, 30%. If you go on Twitter and you buy Twitter Blue, 30%. That's why Elon stresses to go on your computer to get the actual Twitter Blue a lot less cheaper. Because if you go through a computer, you can get Twitter Blue a lot less on the lower end. I think it's $8 instead of $11 or $12 if you go through the Apple store. He wants that because he wants to take more profit on his side, and it's just ridiculous what Apple does. That's what he says. Now, step in. What if they decide to do? Oh boy. All right, so this is what's going on. To make things possible, Stepin has introduced a new in-game or in-app currency called Sparks, which users can purchase via Apple Pay for a flat rate of 0.01, so 1 cent per token. This is a non-crypto token that can be used to purchase Stepin NFTs via the iOS integrated marketplace. So that's on the simplicity side. Awesome. You're getting the things, you're getting the NFT. Would it have been cool if you were buying crypto and then buying the NFTs? Probably, but let's just go. This is a good step forward. We're not trying to run yet. We're trying to walk. That's fine. Now, here's where Stepin NFTs hides the 30% Apple tax. If you want to buy an NFT in this marketplace, in this app through iOS, you need to approximately purchase this NFT 42% higher than if you just went over to OpenSea and you just bought it on OpenSea through MetaMask or through any other wallet that you have.
We're guessing their online marketplace, because their online marketplace uses their regular token, which is the GMT Stepin token, and that's 27 cents. So like a shoe is $30, $31.
Crier, what do you think about this? Because again, the funky part about this, and you'll go in go into detail about this, 30%, now they're adding 42. So that means they're profiting 12. So what do you think about this?
They are hiding it in with a new token. You are agreeing to buy that. I'm sure they're displaying it all over their app that you can buy them on their marketplace, I'm sure, also. So, I don't know. I definitely think it should be 30%, not 42%. Like, why are you adding additional, you know, spread on that, essentially?
Give me 30.
Yeah, something just to cover a little bit. Like, maybe 31. You have to be processing 35. The app and, 35, something, whatever. Also, then it changes with the, now there's two different tokenomics, essentially, right? So if the price of GMT goes up and the price of the GMT price in the shoes go up also, there could be like a big variance here, really.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It could be sometimes when the price of both of those go up, it could be, I'm sure the Sparks portion of it will be like constant, right? Or does it show like random shoes, like shoe prices? Either way, I think that add extra tax on it, little bit sketch, but it also, I'm sure they're advertising their own marketplace because they get probably more profit off that either way. Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. And honestly, a lot of these NFT companies, a lot of these blockchain companies, Web3 people are going to be looking at Axie Infinity as well as Stepin to see what's going to go. Is this the next step for us as well? How are we going to do it? How should we do it? Is this the right way? Is this the wrong way? Again, take for example what's going on with Twitter, maybe even Epic Games with Fortnite. You can buy said products through these apps, but they're a lot more expensive because of this tax. And they're actually, like I said, going after Apple, going after the big guy, and they will reward you by going through a different direction, a different way. Sure. Go on Xbox, go on Steam, go on your laptop, go on your computer. Even, to be honest, by the way, for the Twitter people, you can just go to your Safari and just buy it through there, and then you just don't go through Twitter if you don't have a computer or something. Like, very easy. But again, it's just going to be super interesting to see. Like you said, Cryo, they probably have some signs. Hey, we need to look into that. If there's that sign that says, hey, you can actually buy it for 42% cheaper over on this side, I don't think they do it like that, because I'm
not
like,
going to say it's 42% cheaper over there. I think they're going to say you can use our, check us out on mobile, like not off the mobile app or whatever for, well, I mean, a lot of games, Eternals, like that card game I play, that's, they charge you, if you buy it through their website, it's 30% cheaper. And they say that. I think that,
okay.
I don't know because I don't use that one, but I mean, what I'm saying is if they do say that, I think people understand.
No, absolutely. Again, at the end of this, all eyes are going to be on these two guys, these two companies, to see what how they perform, number one, and number two, how it's going to be determined whether these NFT companies actually just follow into those footsteps or they go into a different direction. We have played some apps that are somewhat NFT integrated where you can play the game and nothing to do with NFTs, and if you want to go ahead and purchase, get NFTs, etc., it tells you, hey, go on your computer, just connect the accounts, and then you can do everything on the computer and then nothing on the app. So obviously, when you talk about simplicity, that's not simple for a lot of people. So I think this is a good step. But just, man, that 30% fee is just ridiculous. I'm going to be honest. That's just a little bit crazy. But other than that, let's go into some other stuff. So we had a really big collab, a really big partnership happen. So a few months back, we already had Nike come in with Artifact, right? They purchased Artifact, massive PFP company, NFT company. There you go. Good Lord. They're still doing their thing, grabbing the shoes, grabbing the culture on that and getting merchandise, etc. One of the other things that Nike went ahead and did was they did Dot Swoosh that allowed you ENS where you were able to get your Dot Swoosh, your dot
the address to travel with you to through the
what they're going to build through Ethereum. Exactly. Absolutely. So the big partnership, the big collab that just went down was that Nike is integrating Dot Swoosh NFTs into EA Sports. Now, EA Sports, it's in the game. That means Madden, FIFA. Sorry, it's not called FIFA anymore. It's called like soccer. EA Soccer now because FIFA wanted $1 billion for literally FIFA. So we're not calling it that way anymore. It's going to be pretty cool in how they're going to integrate it. A lot of speculation of what exactly is going to go down. Imagine this is on my end, how I can see it. You're going to go ahead and be able to, let's say, get skins for helmets, for, let's say, tattoos, for jerseys, for cleats, for whatever, for these players, for Madden, my player, for FIFA, my player, for all these different games that EA has. Again, EA has other stuff as well. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see what exactly it's going, how it's going to go down. Cryer, what do you think about this partnership?
No, yeah, I mean, I think it's a really big move, and it shows those games rake in so much money. Like the EA Sports crushes on those.
Oh, absolutely. Making the same game over and over and over and over again.
Making the same game over and over, a little bit of changes. We got the rumble stick this time.
And a little one extra sweat gland than the last game. Yep.
We put 30% more.
New rosters. You got us. You got me a new roster. That's it.
30% more audience watching the game.
Yeah.
But they've definitely improved over the years. But either way, they make a ton of money. The franchise ones and the card packs that they've introduced, those now can
Ultimate
be NFTs that connected to your Nike Swoosh account.
Ooh, okay.
That's probably where they're going with this. I say it all the time, the road to Web3 success is collaboration. Nike and EA Sports are two massive names in just every, to mention just companies. Two titans going to bring together a really cool idea. This has a lot of possibilities. All your NFTs that are from the cards, all the characters you unlock. Just a special, if you purchase all three or the whole series of something, you can get like a bonus, right? That's a big thing of they'll be able to see who is actually participating in rewarding those players for, they bought the whole series of Madden and soccer and basketball. And so everyone's got extra badge for that year because they purchased a whole round or whatever they could do. The ability to get more data off of at a quicker pace, right? They don't have to do surveys and stuff like that. There's so much way they can glean data from the accounts. I think it's really smart. There will be a lot of copies, I think, going through this as well. People being like, wow, that was a big move. 2K will probably do something like this. They'll start integrating with other things. Adidas and 2K will be next.
Ooh, I think you got some alpha there. That's probably the move. Right. All right, so according to the recent Nike press release, these two massive industry heavy hitters will use their collective might to enhance the virtual sports experience for fans all over the world. So effectively allowing gamers to personalize and customize their EA Sports activities through the liberal applications of NFTs. This is expected to launch later this summer, and the deal promises new immersive experience for holders of Dot Swoosh NFTs. Exactly how they will accomplish this, however, remains a tightly guarded secret. Give it a few weeks, it won't be that secret anymore. They need someone to leak a little bit to see what's going down. Right. Like you said, this is actually incredible for these two companies. And by the way, if you go look at EA and Nike, like their main accounts on Instagram, Twitter, etc., like they posted it on the big account, not the EA
Web3.
Blockchain account. It's the EA Sports account, and it's Nike, not the Nike Web3 that no one cares about account. It's literally the actual accounts for both of these massive companies. So like you said, Crowd, this is going to allow not only for us to have a great, hopefully a great experience with these two, but it could lead to other people in there, in both of their industries, to be like, oh crap, now we need a response to this. We need to dive into this. And a lot of eyes, just like on the Axie Infinity and Step Inside, a lot of eyes are going to be on Nike and EA Sports to see if this is something an Adidas should do, a 2K should do, a Rockstar should do, a Puma should do, et cetera, et cetera. All these other companies outside of these two are going to be looking in to hopefully see, is it go time, or are they just going to drop on their faces and crash? Hopefully not that side.
Agreed.
But yeah, some interesting stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Nike's been crushing it this entire time. The only thing I would say against them was the similar to like the Clone X and the you're not the value is just that you're a super fan purchase with the refactor purchase RFK or whatever. But other than that, everything else they've done has been on point. I think they do a lot of stuff that's new. They innovate a lot of things. I think the Swoosh was a big move. I think they are definitely making the right move. So I think this will turn out really well.
And on top of that, just imagine, if I'm not mistaken, Apple's like massive conference that they have is in a few days.
Yeah, it's all.
And with said VR speculation and VR, Meta AR with their VR, AR, the whole thing, this could be into the metaverse. This could go ahead and play into all these brand new video games that not as many people have played. Again, the VR, AR side of things, not that it has to be less than 5% of the population have ever put it on. I'm going to be honest with you, Cry. I've never put on an AR, VR set on myself. Like, I've never tried any games at all. And I'm a pretty
I don't own one, and I've played like very little. Like, it's been like at the arcade or something like that. I played like a Star Wars game, or there was like a Beat Saber I played once. Like, that's about it. I do think they are people. I know people that have them and they buy them, and I don't think they use them very much either. There's just not very much quality content. I think it's the same thing as like blockchain games right now. Like, most of the time they're not very good. They don't keep your attention very long. There's very minimal replayability. So once we grow into being larger games and more fun and not just a gimmick, which is the same thing. That's what both industries on the gaming side are suffering from, right? It's, ooh, I can walk along a building edge and it makes me look like I'm falling. Like, whoa, like you can do that like twice. Woo. Yeah. The only game that I ever heard that was like, wow, this is a really good game, was the Half-Life Alyx game that was VR, which I had really good, has a 9-point-something review-wise. So I do know that was probably one of the ones that's been like the pinnacle of gaming. It's not just a gimmick. Very little, same thing on the Web3 side, very little games actually have that staying power, right? But did see some super cool stuff from Parallel on the gaming side. So they've been, all of the Apple stuff that have been posting, I've seen them posting all their AR feeds of their cards coming to life through AR. Doodles had some cool AR stuff. So I think there's a lot of branch over in the NFT industry to reach into that realm and run with it. So I think the companies that are looking future forward and already building the AR skins as they go, or already JDU, remember the rocket jet packs, stuff like that, they're big AR heavy. There's a lot of I feel like a lot of NFT people that are going that route, and they're seeing the picture here. So whenever that does become pretty, not mainstream, but more well adopted, I think it'll be interesting.
And by the way, speaking of Doodles, I got to ask you, Cryer, this brand new Doodles news of them partnering up with Camp, one of the bigger on the retail side of these massive stores that are like seasonal stores and whatnot.
It's like giant FAO Schwartz, like experience type deal, like a giant kid store.
Now, are you happy or sad with this? I got to ask, because, you know, the fun on the Doodle side for you has been a little on that side. Yeah.
I definitely agree. I think that's a really cool idea. That's one of the things I like Pudgy a lot, because they're going that the toy route and making it like a kid's experience. Like, we as holders, I feel like most of the people, not maybe most, but a lot of the people in NFT industry or people that are interested are people that are in like my age. They probably have kids. There's quite a few, I feel like, that are in that age category. I'm going to show my kids these things. They love the Doodles. They love the Pudgy Penguins. They love all.
Wait.
But you know what I'm saying? They've done a really good job on making that change. But like, again, that's a sweet Pudgy. They came out great. I have the cowboy hat. I got all the rest of them coming too, but Hayes loved them. But yeah, I love the idea that Doodles is going. I listened to their Doodle sesh with CEO Hogan. The route that they're going and looking for is having multiple arms, right? This is going to be like their kids' idea. There's going to be arms for adult adult side of it, whether it's going to be there possibly for these things. We'll have like the toy store during the day and then like a venue or something at night for the camp. It's not going to be only for like kids, essentially.
That was actually what I was going to mention.
A good move.
Yeah, absolutely.
On their part. And again, I think I haven't experienced them ever, but I do think that they sound interesting, right? Like they turn it into a 30-minute experience for the kids to go there and stuff like that. And as a Doodle holder, you get like free access and I think discounts on merch and stuff. That's a good move too. Like it just shows you that Doodles has you're not directly tied to the company, but you will get like super good discounts on products that they will be offering over a time frame. Absolutely. Right? Like you get free entry on how the Doodles putt stuff was. If that wasn't a 3-day event for free drinks and free food at the New York, or that runs you $200 easy, big time. That would be like probably like a $600-$700 weekend, right? I would say, and you literally can go crazy there. When you look at that and they keep adding them that way, they've had that, Austin, South by Southwest, something in the water. Every year you're going to have, you know, what if, was it 50 or 75 or 100 Doodles? I can't remember. I think it was 100. I think it was 25 like VIP and 75 regular get like free access. That's like a $1,000 venue or whatever. You get so I mean, they are adding but it just makes they have to be crazy successful for it to be valuable. As long as they're making right steps, we'll see how the market did seem to like them. They went from 8.19 to what, 2.6. Now they're back down to like 2.4. There was a little bit of excitement for it. We'll see how long it lasts. But yeah, I mean, that was the first thing they've said in a year that I was like, finally, good job.
Something to it. Absolutely.
For sure.
And so, by the way, these locations for camp, it is Atlanta, New York, LA, and Dallas. Texas, we don't know specifically which one is going to get it, if all four will get it. But like you said, these experiences will have during the day for the kids, at night for adults. So I think it's a good mix up on that side for both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, for sure.
And the one thing I also did want to mention was these little freaking penguins. I'm going to be honest with you, Cryer. If Doodles would have done their Genesis box like this, they would be at 15 ETH still. Not even kidding. They'd still be up there. I will salute the penguins, the pudgies, for this experience. I did have a pretty honest review on the boxing and all that good stuff. The box, listen, the box, I didn't really care. It was more the sense of the toy itself is a little smudged up, just a little bit. There's a little bit of a crack on the back. I don't know if you can see it that much, but the overall experience of getting the toy looks great. Yeah. The online side of scanning it and getting the NFT and opening it up and going on the website and getting those NFTs straight into your MetaMask,
Magic Link. Like you literally, they integrated with the account abstraction. It's just tied to your email. Super good.
Awesome
move.
Job.
Very easy. Awesome like job. Hayes was able to do it by himself. That's cool. He's five.
It was pretty awesome. It was a pretty really awesome experience. Job. Luca, shout out to you. Shout out to the rest of the team at Pudgy Penguins. And again, there's individuals. There's literally a tweet the other day where the person bought a $20 toy like this in my hand, goes and gets this little sheet, scans it, QR code, gets the NFTs, sells the traits that he or she did not like. $500 later, you just got a toy and $480 worth of crypto, worth of ETH, worth of Matic for free, pretty much, for doing this. So the opportunity at hand for these massive companies.
Some of the traits are very valuable already. I mean, I saw like the ice skin or the diamond skin was $1,700.
It's crazy. And just imagine what these other companies, if it's Pokemon, if it's One Piece, if it's Marvel, if it's DC, if it's Fortnite,
shows you
if it's
everyone can do
like,
it.
minimal things, minimal traits. You already do these things with clothes, with merchandise, with all this. If you just add a little bit of a spice to it, that's what gave Mark Cuban those eyes when he heard about the royalty aspect, when he heard about the longevity of just literally the item getting sold over and over and over and over again. This is an opportunity to make something really cool for those super fans, for those fans, for anyone, to be honest. This could literally be on anyone's desk.
And literally just take that and do, what if Barbie did that? And then just literally they don't even
five, they have to do five traits that they already made. Yeah. Five traits they already have on said Barbies.
Drop in a card with a fucking QR code and you have a whole new line of everything. Like,
put 5% 5% royalty on it and just rock and roll with it, and you will make like evergreen money on that side. It's phenomenal. Shout out to Pudgy, Doodles, Cool Cats, Dead Fellas, any of my bags, please listen to the Zam podcast. Listen to your boy RSG and Crypto Crier. Come on, do something about it. And we're going to be rocking and rolling very soon. But like I said, I had to shout them out. Awesome job on the Pudgy side. I will definitely be, by the way, they're sold out now on Amazon, like the figure ones. I mean, I wouldn't buy the stuffed animal one. I'd rather like the figure. But if more come
I bought
out,
like all of them. I bought the I bought four of the other ones. I bought two of the stuffed animal ones, and I bought two of the little keychain ones.
Yeah, these are dope. So I'd definitely be looking out for more. And if your boy over here makes some trades here and there, you might see myself grabbing
Hayes is up to changing to trading.
Ooh, Hayes wants to trade too. So I gotta talk to my boy for a little boost, see what he got. So we'll figure something out on that side. But again, Cryer, I just wanted to say shout out to the Penguins. All right. Cryer, the last thing I want to talk about is Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah.
Such wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, big time.
No spoilers on this end.
Jessica didn't see the first one, and she went in, and she absolutely loved it. She was like, she didn't even know it was animated going in. And she's just like, thought I was a Spider-Man. And she was like, is this animated? And I'm like, yeah, the first one was animated. I thought we watched it. She's like, oh, I think I watched it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she was going on about how it was just really well done story. She's like, I cried at the when she was talking to her son or whatever.
Yeah, I can see where those little
bells. That was a mom pull trigger right there.
That was a mom. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. They had to put something in there because the kids, like the parents are going to it. So they have to hit like on that side.
Yeah, it was super good. I really enjoyed it. The only thing that I really don't like, two-part movies, like just either make it the full length or make it like a TV series or something. That kind of shit drives me nuts. Like,
I love it. And over here, I'll give you, not spoiler, but March 24th, 2024. So it's not as like in 2 years we're going to get it. We're getting we're getting it in like less than a year. It's less than, hey, that's better than freaking having to wait 2 years for a freaking
start. Yeah, I agree, or just release the full length movie.
I get it, but you gotta milk it a little bit. You gotta get double the money. If I'm not mistaken, the actual writers came out and said, we had so much, like, we created this story and we just could not make it into one movie. So they're like, we're making it into a two-part. And actually, a lot of people have that same thought process, you Cryer. A lot of people were upset about it because they're like, wait, we wanted more. Cryer, I've literally only been to two movies at a movie theater where people at the end of the movie were like, what do you mean it just ended? That was Endgame and this movie. And Dune. Three movies.
Well, where the ones that fucking end in the middle of the story.
Absolutely. Hey, that to me, as a fan, I'm super excited for the next one. For others that are impatient, Cryer. We gotta wait a little bit. We gotta wait. All right, the few things I will talk about
the comic. They did a lot of the comic switching, like the way they did, like the storyboarding, and it was phenomenal. So good. So definitely,
I had a blast. We'll talk a little bit about a few things. I'll mention a few things. No spoilers whatsoever, so you are safe if you haven't watched it. Number one, 280 spider people will be introduced in this movie. Just to let you know, it is a two-parter. There is no end credit. There is no end credit scene. Just to let you know.
Like to know that ahead of time.
Sorry. I definitely messed that one up. What else? There was a mid-credit, but it's a word one. So yeah, if you're in a hurry, leave.
Another movie's coming. Just so you know, listen, it ended middle.
No more. And what else would I like to mention on that side? No, that's pretty much it. And I don't want to spoil it on that side, but they just did a phenomenal job. And also the soundtrack, if you did the soundtrack for the first movie. Good. the second soundtrack, so good, so good. You can actually get it on Apple Music, on Spotify. The whole soundtrack's there. Phenomenal music.
Yeah, and Apple Music, just search Metro Boomin. Type it in the playlist.
Yeah, Metro Boomin. It's a whole album, actually. So Metro Boomin crushed it. Future, ASAP Rocky, Don Toliver, a bunch of awesome characters, good Lord. A bunch of awesome artists were in it. And I just cannot wait for the second one that will be coming out in March of next year. But pretty much that wraps it up. One more thing. Flash. Not this week, but the following week. So get those tickets as soon as possible, even though we already know everything because of the trailer. So hopefully we just get a little bit more and everyone's lying to me on the internet. Now, we are done. Cryo needs to go play Diablo. I need to go play Zelda. We'll catch you guys later this week with another episode of Nerd FT Radio. Grab that brick. Throw it at a pudgy penguin, say sorry, and build some more in Web3. Peace.
Later.